I grew up amongst ranchers, timberjacks, miners, a lot of Swedish immigrants, Czech immigrants, Welsh immigrants. And the cabins and the hotel, the mines, were all made of log. And I'm a log historian. I'm a Wyoming log and Victorian architecture historian. And the log craftsmanship up at Gold Hill was pretty much Swedish, with the rounded logs and the overlapping pointed corners. And the Swedes out here commingled with the Welsh and the Czechoslovakians and the Russian miners and Italian miners and Chinese miners. And it was just this wonderful melting pot of little people. They were small men. A good mucker, a good miner, is not a man of height. He's a man who's close to the ground so he can do the major pick and shovel work. But he's built like a rugby player with enormous shoulders. The life expectancy of everybody out here on the mountain, if they made it to 50, they were lucky. Because the winters were brutal. And they mined all year long. And they lived in harmony and peace because they were after the same thing, the money. Most communities who blended like that in such a melting pot were absolutely cohesive, friendly, embracing diversity. And yes, there was hardship. Yes, there was death. Yes, there was death by guns and alcohol and violence. But there was a lot of community gathering and togetherness. So I love the culture, the community here, and as an academic, I'm constantly amazed by the flux and change, but also the stability of the town. We're all absolutely crazy to live here, and that's the common bond.